Okay. Just to sum it up, I mean, obviously for us, not again the result that was desired. It's not why we came down here, and we came here to win a football game. We didn't come here to come close. We didn't come here to do any of those things. We came here to win a football game. And bottom line is, if you turn the ball over three times in the first half and you're playing catch up against a good team like this on the road in their environment, it makes it really hard to do that. That being said, again, I'm going to say this, I was really proud of their effort today. Hey, kids came back out, were really focused at halftime, came back out in the second half of the football game and got themselves back into the game and gave himself, you know, a chance here at the end again on the road against a good team. We're going to keep working hard at it, and this thing is starting to turn. We're playing better and better here as we go on. We just got to get all phases to play better so that we can get the feeling of what it's like to be in their locker room right now. Yeah, you know, I mean, it didn't start out, obviously, you know, the way that Derek wanted it or that we wanted it. You know, I think I'm trying to remember the first interception. I think the ball got away from him on one of them, you know, and then the second one, you know, they came with a pressure, and we saw the pressure. It was a little bit of a, I want to call it a miscommunication, hey, and, you know, blocked the pressure. But, you know, he kind of threw the ball in an area where he thought, you know, they were going to be, and it was a little bit of a miscommunication there against a good corner, and he made a good play, you know, and then we fumbled the ball on a special teams play as well. So, you know, we put our defense in a tough position there in the first half of the football game here against a good team, and I thought the defense responded really well, you know, early in the game here of, you know, making some critical stops and holding them to some field goals and doing some of those type of things. But, you know, with Derek, everything is a learning experience right now. And, you know, as he's going through this, he'll learn from it. Came up to me as the game was winding down and said, I'll get better. And you know what? That kid will. So he learns from these type of things. And, you know, people here in Oakland should be proud. They got a good quarterback here.
The first special teams mistake, I don't think, cost you because they didn't get a field goal.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we got back in the game on special teams, you know, which is something that we needed, you know, we needed to be able to do. I mean, we needed something to be able to turn the tide a little bit. And Nico Autry did a great job there. He got his hands on the football. I believe it was him that blocked the kick, and then Bryce recovered it. You know, and that was a way to get us jump started. You know, again, took us a while to get going, you know, offensively. You know, it took us a little while to get going. And then I thought in the second half we started to get going a little bit and make some plays and get the ball down the field a little bit, you know, and make a few different, you know, a few different plays. Took advantage of another short field on a return by TJ and knocked the score in there. And then, you know, got a score at the end and gave us a chance on the outside kick. The ball was out, so you know we had the balls on the ground and we didn't recover it. Yeah, no, I don't really worry about him with that right now. The guys in that locker room believe 100% in Derek, you know, without a question. And, you know, he's a really strong-willed kid. You know, he knows what he's got to get better at, you know, and, you know, we'll continue to coach it hard. You know, we all got to do a better job that way and continue to do a better job. I think we're getting closer and closer. You know, I know nobody wants to hear that, and I don't blame them. But, you know, at the end of this, that's the truth.
Defensively, you made it real difficult for them to get any kind of a passing game all day. And even though you were able to hit Lynch a lot of times up close, it just seems to break away. Against him, are there times where you play perfectly sound defensively?
Yeah. I mean, that's why, and, you know, we talked about it back at our place during the week. You know, it's just he's the kind of guy you got to get a lot of hats to the football, and I thought we had a lot of hats to the ball on him, you know, in several situations. But I've seen that run, you know, down on the goal line before, I've been a part of it. I've been on the other end of it before, you know, where he can, you know, push the pile, and he's a big, strong guy and find his way into the end zone. So he's a heck of a player. I take nothing away from him that way. But, you know, I thought our guys competed really hard on that side of the football. And we had one drive in a game there, maybe, you know, where we cut it to one score. It was aided by a penalty, okay, in that situation, and they went downfield and they scored, you know, and that seems to be right now, you know, what prevents us from getting over the hump a little bit is just that, you know, that one drive occasionally, or right here or there, and it's not on the defense right now. I mean, you know, we can look back in the first half and, you know, point to plenty of things offensively that we need to do, but, you know, I thought the kids played really hard today, and you know, in this environment here.
You have trouble writing the ball. Do you see things early on that gives you hope to keep trying, or do you at some point?
I think today, you know, honestly, I mean, you know, early in the game, they just beat us to the punch. You know, I mean, they were moving the front. You know, they beat us to the punch a few times early in the game, and the yards were hard to come by. And we knew the yards would be hard to come by that way. I mean, it's not a mistake. They're where they are, you know, defensively right now. But, you know, you'd like to be able to stay the course, obviously, as the game went on. You know, possessions were, you know, valuable in that situation, and we had to advance the football. We had to try to advance the ball, and, you know, we weren't able to do it, you know, sitting there handing the football off. They did a good job. You know, they played a lot of base, not a lot of nickel. So when we were in sub, they were in base, you know, in this game, and they must have felt like they can play us that way, you know, and that keeps the linebacker on the field and in the box. So the box is crowded even when you went and tried to spread them out today. So, you know, you got to give them credit. They did a good job stopping the thing, and we didn't do a good enough job blocking it. I got to do a better job there. Yeah, I got to watch the film. You know, I mean, my first impression was that he was around the football a lot, you know, today, and, you know, he had a chance there. I mean, he had one hit off him there that I think, you know, in that situation there, he might have had pretty clear sailing. You know, and then he had the one at the end there that he was around and just, you know, couldn't finish a catch there. But, you know, again, this is such a young player that hasn't played a lot of football, you know, and you want him to go into this situation and learn from this too. He needs to watch the film closely. We need to do a good job of coaching it. Hey, and he needs to make the corrections, you know. Now we're going to find out, you know, that's something we really don't know. You know, in other words, sometimes you can make corrections with some guys and they don't quite honestly make them. All right. I think that DJ, you know, is the type of kid, hey, that's so eager to learn right now and so eager to play and compete, you know, that's not going to be an issue, you know, out there. I watched him today compete, you know, I thought at a pretty good level out there, you know. He had a penalty there that was costly, but the kid is competing hard.
Yeah, taunting foul he had, is that just an instance of a guy so excited to be out there and hasn't been out there in a while?
Yeah. Yeah, I think kid is just playing football, and he's in a hard environment, and he's competing in the game. You know, it's not an excuse by any stretch of the imagination. You know, as I told him on the sideline, we have to be smart. You know, we can't do those type of things, but I applaud, you know, his competitiveness in this situation. I mean, you'd much rather have the competitor, hey, you know, than the other side of that pancake. And, you know, it was good to see him competing out there. We just got to do smart things. I mean, because at the end of this, all those things are, you know, again, it goes back to that deal where I talked about Oakland beating Oakland a little bit. You know, I mean, when you look at those type of things, you know, it's hard to take this team off of the field on third down, you know, and get them off the field on third down. And I think that was a third down play, or was, you know, a play that led to a big first down. They were pretty responsive when they came in the locker room, you know, to a man. I mean, they knew why we came here, and, you know, all I said to them was, you know, this isn't the reason that we came here. I mean, this is not what we came here to do, you know, and they responded really well. You know, I just talked to them about winning a half. Let's go out and win a half and see if we can put ourselves in position to win a football game. Hey, and if we can get ourselves into that end of the pool again, you know, we can figure out a way to win the football game. And they did that. You know, I mean, they put themselves in position to do that. They kind of scratched and punched and, you know, got ourselves back in the game. Defense made a big stop coming out. We forced the punt. We get a block, you know, and we get a short field on TJ's return, you know, score a touchdown there, get Rivera going, you know, and I thought those were all positive signs. But as I said to them, you know, this game against teams like this, you got to go 60 full minutes. And, you know, and in our situation today, it wasn't quite 60 minutes, you know. But, again, there's a lot of, probably going to be a lot of positive things that we could take from this, with the exception of the outcome, which, again, nobody wants to hear, and I don't blame them.
Was Rivera a big part of the game plan coming in?
You know, yeah, he was a big part of the game plan coming in. We felt like that we can use Mike a little bit that way and make some plays, particularly down in the red area. We thought, predicated on what they were doing, that we'd get him involved a little bit down there. And, you know, he made a couple really good catches. You know, Derek made him a really nice throw on the first one because it was a naked, and, you know, he kind of came out there, had somebody in his face, bought some time, and made a good throw there. But we wanted to get Mike going, you know, in this game, and we were able to do that. So,
Mike,